So if we as a community were running spiritually shallow, how can we be secure enough? How can we be confident enough to spread God's hope and serve as the hands of Jesus? So tell me, if we can find a way to help each of us individually run spiritually deeper, it would not only make each of us healthier and happier, would it? But it would also make this entire congregation healthier and happier, right? Are you following my line of logic there? Say amen if you are. All right. You know, whenever I was in the CPE program, it means I was a chaplain, and it used to be, at least, I assume it still is, part of the requirements in the United Methodist Church to be ordained as a pastor, as an elder in the church. We have to be chaplains for so long and go through the CPE program, Clinical Pastoral Education, I believe is what it's called. And I was a chaplain at Heartland East Hospital up in St. Joseph, Missouri. Now, one thing that I thought was so cool, and oh, boy. That's my son, by the way. You see the Bartlett side coming out of him. Now I totally forgot where I was. Yes, I was a chaplain. Wow. Anyway, forget it. One thing that was so cool about Heartland East is a lot of times the nurses on the floor would call us up in our department, and they would say, hey, you know what, so-and-so and room thus and so, there's nothing physically wrong that we can find. And we believe that there's a spiritual deficit there that we would appreciate it if you would go by and talk with them or would go by and pray with them, whatever their situation is. And there was all sorts of different situations depending on the person. And that's one thing that I thought was very special about that hospital is the staff, including the doctors, recognize that many times it is not a physical illness that is wrong. People come to the hospital for many needs, and many times a spiritual deficit or a psychological deficit creates physical manifestations in our life. And I probably all of us, to some extent or another, have experienced that in our own lives, haven't we? I would expect that we have. So, you know, if we want to be a healthier and happier church community, we have got to provide ways in the church community for individuals to have opportunities to grow deeper. To, like I always said, my dad runs deep. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't take much to stir. I mean, it takes a lot. Matter of fact, maybe three or four times in my life have I seen Dad stirred up to the point where he loses his temper. And I didn't like it when it happened, so I just made sure it didn't happen again. No, but seriously, usually it was when something was happening upon me that happened. But otherwise, Dad ran spiritually deep. He was. You knew from day to day who Jim Dirks was. That was who he was. And he wasn't, you didn't have to worry when he walked through the door if he was going to be Jim Dirks A or Jim Dirks B or Jim Dirks C. You understand what I'm saying? He was spiritually deep. He was strong. And that's the kind of person all of us as Christians, with varying, you know, whatever our personalities are in that regard, we are called to run spiritually deep. And we need to have a church that helps us do that as well, to make the entire community healthier and stronger. And one way, the only lasting way to do this successfully, is through small groups. Through small groups. Now, some of you may be asking, what is a small group? Well, I love small groups because they bring life to each person within a church community, and therefore they bring life to the entire church community as well.